The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Just full disclosure, we are smelling smoke in our building right now, but you know what? I'm a team player, and I've been so excited to talk to Riverside County DA Mike Hestron that I'm just going to wait till the fire alarm goes off before I evacuate. But that's how much I love this guy. So let's welcome back to The Morning Answer someone who will be starring front and center at our Unite IE Conservative Summit. District Attorney for Riverside County, Mike Hestron, is here. You can give him a follow on X at DA underscore Mike Hestron and get your tickets today. AM870.info, AM590.info for our Conservative Summit coming up April 7th. DA Hestron, welcome back to The Morning Answer.
Thanks. Great to be here.
All right. So let's jump into it because there is going to be a lot to talk about on April 7th, including what your office has done in terms of the fentanyl crisis. You are one of the great DAs. We are not so lucky in LA County, DA Hestron, but I'm just going to throw that out there because we all know. But you've been doing a great job in Riverside, and one of your top initiatives, I know, is a fentanyl crisis. Tell us what you've been doing and how that's been affecting Riverside County.
So the main thing we've been doing is about 3 years ago, we started charging fentanyl dealers with murder when they kill their clients. And, you know, we've charged 34 dealers with murder so far, and more to come. We've got a task force. Our sheriff, myself and the sheriff partnered, created a task force. Every fentanyl-related death in Riverside County is investigated as a potential murder. And that's just been critical. What that has done, the result of that, and I, of course, my critics are going to take issue with this, but I'm telling you that, you know, the drug dealers know what's happening, and we're hearing on wires when we have investigators up on wires, or we hear from phone calls in the jail. They try to stay out of Riverside County, and they say so to one another when they think no one's listening.
So are you telling me,
do this in Riverside County.
District Attorney Mike Hestron, are you telling me that the prisoners in jail are not tattooing Hestron on their face like they tattoo Gascon on their face?
No, I don't think I'm one of their favorites. Nope, I don't think so.
We might. To have a DA like you in LA County, I might actually tattoo your name.
Count me out on that one. I love Hestron, but I'm not tattooing it on my face.
Right, Jenna, across the forehead. No, it is pretty amazing, though, that it matters that you actually prosecute crimes. We talked to Jason Anderson yesterday, who's going to be on the panel with you at Unite IE. But last week, we talked to Todd Spitzer, who's put up these billboards saying, we actually prosecute crimes in Orange County. And he shouted you guys out. And of course, I know what a great job you're doing. But he said it's really difficult because LA creates this sense of lawlessness, and then the other counties kind of have to deal with it. He said his smash and grabs, I think, out of 140 of them in Orange County, like only one of them was actually committed by someone from Orange County. So you've got all these people coming in from LA because of that sense of lawlessness. Do you feel that too in Riverside?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Many of our crimes are committed by folks coming in from other counties. And, you know, a lot of times they don't know. They think, hey, it's the same everywhere in California. You know, we can get away with everything. There's no punishment. And they're shocked when they come to Riverside County that, well, I can't believe that this is happening here. You know, we hear this from the courts, right? So the attorneys will come in and my prosecutors go in and tell them what we're going to do. And these are the charges. And the attorneys are shocked. Oh, in L.A. we get this. So our response is, hey, tell your client to stay in L.A.
Thanks.
Have you managed to adjudicate any of these cases through the court system? 34 people charged with murder. Have there been any convictions of murder?
There has. So we've had two of the cases go to trial. One of the cases came back with the jury returned a second degree murder conviction, and that's all we can charge is up to a second degree murder. So they returned the max that we were asking for. Another jury came back with a manslaughter charge, which is a lesser, but still a homicide, and so still significant punishment. And then we've pled out of the 34 cases, we've pled out nine for manslaughter. And that, you know, some of that is just, there are some that are, you know, less, I guess, criminal culpability goes with the conduct. So, for example, if the person who furnished the drug to the victim, it was not a hardcore drug dealer, but just sort of, you know, gave this to someone, that two users, we will typically plead that out for a lesser. And I think that's appropriate. But when it's someone who's doing this, making a living, and don't, you know, they don't care, people they kill are just collateral damage, that's a murder.
Absolutely. DA Mike Hestron is here. You can give him a follow on X at DA underscore Mike Hestron. You can follow the office at Rivco DA. He'll be at our Unite IE Conservative Summit, am590.info, am870.info for tickets. One of the things that you've been doing, DA Hestron, I know, is prioritizing victims. We don't see that in LA County. In fact, George Gascon does not even allow his prosecutors to go through hearings with victims of crime. What are you doing in Riverside County to make sure that they're being lifted up more than the criminals?
You know, everything we can do. I mean, first of all, we fight in the courts every day for victims. We make sure that they have a voice. My prosecutors every day are going with victims to court and making sure that the victims get to speak directly to the judge, as they have a right to do under California's Constitution. And then, you know, we never stop. So just as you said, cases come back years later for parole hearings. My prosecutors go with victims to those parole hearings to make sure that, you know, that their voice is being heard even years later. We just had a case where, a five-time rapist has been granted parole, and we're fighting that in the courts right now. And you know, to their credit, there was a rehearing granted based on some evidence that the victims provided. So, you know, there are little wins that we get in California, but it's tough out there. The laws are not, they're definitely stacked against victims.
Are you amazed at what's happening in Sacramento? And it seems to just get worse and worse. Every day that goes by, there's another wacky law that's being passed or overturning some law that was helpful to prosecute criminals. What's your message to the folks up in Sacramento?
You know, you're absolutely right. I'm amazed every day that Sacramento focuses on the well-being and the interest of criminal defendants, lawbreakers. And they pass laws, and they're constantly worried about how this is going to affect people that break the laws, never once considering how it affects law-abiding people who just go about trying to live their life and get victimized through no fault, no choice of their own. And my message to them is pretty simple. It's time to wake up. Wake up. Do your job. Your job is to protect the law-abiding citizens, the property of people in this state. And they just completely failed, the people of this state. And I just, honestly, I hope they wake up or they get thrown out. Simple.
Absolutely. And it starts with us. I mean, that's why I think it's so important. I believe, DA, you are supporting the amendment to Prop 47, that petition circulating. You still have an opportunity to sign that. But these are the kinds of things that we can do as good law-abiding citizens to fight back against the craziness that comes to us from Sacramento and our elected officials, sadly. Thanks so much for being with us. DA Mike Hestron is here. Give him a follow at DA underscore Mike Hestron, and he will see us all in Ontario, the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel, Ontario Airport, April 7th. Get your tickets at am590.info, am870.info. And DA Hestron, we can't wait to see you soon.
All right, we'll see you there.
Thank you so much for being with us.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.